Well, let's switch over to London, joined by Professor of Binary Economics, Professor Rodney Shakespeare. Thank you so much for being with us, Professor. Well, with the situation that it's saying that more and more people are losing its faith in the British government, what does it actually mean, though? Is it just people, basically, there's this malaise and saying that they're losing faith? Or do you think that it will turn into some action against the government?
It's a very real malaise. Amongst young people, unemployment, this is the government figure, is 20%. And even those in jobs have taken an effective diminution of earnings of about £1,200. There is no chance that the budget will do anything fundamental to change what is the present stage going on towards the third or fourth stage of a double, quadruple dip recession. The government is bankrupt in ideas and is purely negative. There is a way forward, but that requires a straight challenge to the grip of the bankers who control the UK, just as they're controlling the whole of Europe and putting everybody into increasing levels of debt.
Well, Mr. Shakespeare, Professor Shakespeare, what now? What can London do, basically? I talked about on the brink of a triple dip recession. Are these austerity measures ultimately going to change the course of the economic downturn, or what should they be doing that perhaps they're not?
The present situation and the government's attitude will change nothing. The way forward is quite simple, that you open up a supply of interest-free loans from the public, from the National Bank, not from the commercial banks. And you use that in four ways. Firstly, for government low-cost housing right the way across the country. Secondly, from London to Manchester, a new rail link. Thirdly, on the east, go for a new airport in the Thames Estuary. And fourthly, on the west and towards Wales, go for the Severn Estuary barrage. That is fundamental new thinking. It's not, in some respects, it's not new thinking. It's been done before in these sort of circumstances. But it requires the guts to make a straightforward challenge to the bankers. And I'm afraid to say that the government, the Conservatives, the Liberal Democrats and the Labour Party are all in hoc, or psychologically controlled at the very least, by the global banking elite.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us, Professor of Binary Economics, Professor Rodney Shakespeare out of London.